Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about land easements 101. We're going to define the three basic types of land easements and let you know what you need to know and what you don't need to know in our product type. Before we get into that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Jim asked, buying a property that has no deed on file with the county, but an affidavit for transfer of real property title and a copy of the will are. But I don't have a vesting deed. Is that an issue?
I think this is a real serious issue.
Yeah. that's funny.
So like anything in this product type, you know, you're going to run into these crazy situations. And there's good news and bad news to this, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always ask in these types of questions when there's issues to resolve with title and with ownership,
mm-hmm.
what the economics are. So if you're buying a property for $1,000 that you know is worth $85,000, you're going to solve this issue.
Oh, yes.
Even if you have to quiet title the whole thing.
Right.
Or
hire a team, an attorney or whatever you got to do.
But if you're spending $500 on a small piece of property, really rural, and you think you can sell it for about $1,500, I think I'd just close the file on this and walk away.
Yep.
The answer is this an issue? Heck yes, it's an issue. Is it solvable? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a bunch of time and probably $2,000 or $3,000 worth of resources, depending on where it is in the country.
So that's it.
There are some people in our group that made this their career, and they do it very, very, very well. They have made a career out of buying property from dead people's children
mm-hmm.
who didn't have their estate in order.
Mm-hmm.
And they solve all those problems and take it off their hands for a substantial discount. So if this is your kind of thing, it's not my kind of thing.
Is it?
I don't think it's your kind of
thing
either.
No, not anymore.
It's too easy to solve these problems by sending out more mail.
Right, exactly.
And if you're staring at 15 deals and one of them's the one you just described, Jim, and then you've got these other 14, there's no issues and they're going to make some money on them. Why bother?
You know, I have a question about this one too. Well, if this is the only thing too, maybe it's worth solving, but you throw something else in there, like now it may have some associated back taxes because no one's been monitoring it. No one can figure out how to transfer it. So why bother paying the taxes on it? Now you got another issue on it. And that for me is even more reason to walk away. There's so many properties out there. This is one thing that I want to make sure everybody knows. Stop hitting your head against the wall. Just quit picking these hard things. There's so many properties out there.
This is how she talks to the kids.
Yeah. Why?
The exact same tone of voice.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Like I just had a picture of my mom for a second. Like I was getting yelled at by my mom.
That's
like,
great.
How can I get out of here?
Right. Why are you making this difficult? Move on. That's not the girl for you. It's not going to work. Jeez.
You know, son, you could.
I don't care how great she looks.
You could have picked a woman that's a little bit thinner.
Yeah. I tell ya, you're great. Yeah, that's so funny. Move on. Up your numbers and move on.
Up your numbers, that's right.
There we go.
You know, you should be upping your numbers anyway.
True.
You should be looking at, no, I don't care where you are in your career, you should be looking at least 10 deals on your desk all the time.
Do you know what? You should have so many properties, you're right, in your queue that we've already spent more time than's needed to on this one. The fact that you even typed it in, unless it's a really, really, like you just said, Jack, it's worth 85 and you can buy it for 1,000. Okay, got it. But otherwise, you've already spent more time than you probably need to.
Here's why people don't have, every single listener here or every single member that we have, don't have 10 deals on the desk at any given time. Because they don't have the money. And I've said this since the beginning of starting Land Investors. That is the worst reason I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have time, okay, I get that. But if you don't, because there's more, we have more members who have money than we do members who have a ton of money and just want to do partner deals.
Mm-hmm.
We have more members doing it that way than we have members who are interested in learning how to scrub data and generate
That's true.
Generate deal flow.
That's true. And that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Because there's a small group of people that really know how to do this well.
Exactly. And then we have some who have both and are making in excess of 6 digits a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name any names, but I talk to them all the time.
I know you do.
And they're working their way through the silver membership, gold, platinum, and eventually black level.
Yep.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us, meaning me and Jill and me.
Who else would it be?
LandInvestors.com.
You're so funny.
Today's topic, Land Easements 101, what you need to know and what you really don't care about. This is the meat of the show. So there's three types of land easements. What the heck is a land easement anyway? What is an easement? Listen, everybody needs to get to their property. That's just all there is to it. If you got to cross over another guy's property and he's got it all chained off and he's standing there with a shotgun, your property might not be as valuable as you as it could be if you could just drive right up to it like most of us do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up our driveway. Right, you drive down a street, that's an easement. Pull up your driveway, that's an easement. And pull into your garage, that's your property.
Mm-hmm. I want to add, because I'm looking over your shoulder too, because there's at your notes, because another good use that you don't think about is where the power lines are. That's an easement. For cable, everybody needs access for water pipes, sewers, power lines, you know, any public utility. Those are easements. They have to be there.
Right. So this is Easements 101, and we're not going to get into a tremendous amount of detail. If we get a lot of positive feedback, Jill and I will do a show in the future called Land Easements 202.
I like that.
The first type of easement is streets. You drive down a street. Who owns that property? The city owns it. It was originally subdivided, and some of them apply APNs to those properties. If you look through the lists, you can see.
It's true. It's funny you say, like, oh, look at that. Like, oops, that's a street. I don't want to buy that.
Right. APNs are assessor's parcel numbers, and some of them don't. But that's an easement in gross. It's a street. Nobody owns it except the city, and it's not taxed at all. The city's responsible for it, and they maintain it. Is public utility an easement in gross? Do you know?
Public utilities, yes.
That's okay.
What is it, an easement in gross or the other kind? It's easement in gross.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Jill's much more academically intelligent than I am.
Yep.
I have the street smarts.
That's pretty good. That's a good way to describe us. Book smart, street smart. That's really funny. Yeah, I don't have the street smarts. I didn't grow up where you grew up. My street smarts are, what do you mean? Don't we always help each other? And when someone wants in my lane, I just kind of back up and let them in. What are you talking about? We all wave to each other and we go on our merry way.
Wow. I should be more like that.
That's so funny.
My resolution to what you just described is to not get in the car in the first place.
That's hilarious.
Or if you have to get in the car, get in the back.
That funny? Jack, you do. Here's how we do it. If you really need to get over in a lane, you don't just like find your window and take it. I mean, you do sometimes, but the most of the time, if I really am desperate to get in a lane, I roll down my window, make eye contact, like smile and wave. Seriously, and that works.
I would let you in if you smiled
and
at me
too. See? And then when you let me in, then I wave at you from my rearview mirror. That's how we roll here.
That's how people get married sometimes.
I know it's hard to imagine. This is not New York, but... is how are we roll here.
I know, it's great.
Thanks.
I bought a motorcycle specifically so I do not have to deal with any of that.
Because
in California, you can just drive between the cars.
It's true. You might get me a scooter,
That's
too.
My
that
answer.
Might be on my agenda here.
I heavily researched that today, by the way. I have all the answers.
On my scooter?
Yeah, it's a Vespa 300 GT.
Oh.
It's the bomb. And there's a bunch of them on Craigslist.
So okay, cool.
When we're done with the show, maybe we'll go look.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
Second type of easement is an easement opportunant, which is what I described earlier. The driveway scenario. So you're driving across a piece of another guy's property, let's say, to get to yours. And that's called an easement opportunant. And that's the one that we talk about in our product type all the time. So if you imagine on Google Earth or Parcel Fact, you type in an APN, and the property comes up in Google Earth, and you can see that it's not attached to a road anywhere, but you can see a little two-track path going across another guy's property from a county road. Mm-hmm. That's an easement opportunity. And they're either recorded or they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not recorded, and you can very easily, with consent of that landowner, you know, he can lop off a tiny little portion of his property, get it replatted, very inexpensive. You don't need a survey or anything. And just record it, and then now you're done.
Make it official right then and there.
So does he still own the property? Heck yes. You do not own that property, but you own the easement.
Right. That allows you.
Just as good.
Well, the easement goes with that property. Like, say you own the back property. The easement is with that back property. So you and whoever lives there forever has a way to get to and from their property.
Yeah, it runs with the property, so to speak.
Exactly.
So now you've got a physical, permanent way to get to your property. Mm-hmm. These things come up a lot.
Exactly.
You know, enough for us to do a boring show about it.
What's interesting to me is, we were talking about this as we're preparing, that say Mr. Smith, you don't talk to Mr. Smith. He doesn't have a house there. He's the front property and you're the back property. There is a law, and it varies years in different states, where, hey, I've been doing this for 9 years or 10 years or 5 years, you know, that you can basically petition for an automatic.
That's a fantastic segue to the third type of easement.
Thank you.
The third basic types of easements, it's called a prescriptive easement, where if you own a piece of property, a guy owns a piece of property in Texas, but he lives in Boston and he's never seen it. Let's say he inherited it. And in Texas, the property behind that property, the guy's been going back and forth on his property to get to the owner's Texas property for lots of years. That's a prescriptive easement where, yeah, at some point, you do own that easement. You have to take legal action, but the court will grant you. It's a very easy procedure.
Exactly.
And every state's different. So in California, you do it for 5 years, you can petition for it.
Right.
In Texas, it's 30 years. And then all the different states are somewhere in between that.
Right.
The easiest way is just to get consent from the owner.
It is. Hey, you know what the nice thing is, too? It's like, a nicety,
like,
too.
Jill's way, where you wave the guy in.
Exactly. Because what if the owner says, you know, I want to put a cabin here, so I know you need property, so it's better to involve them. Because what if you've been driving on the east side of the property, and he says, you know what, can we flip you to the west side of the property, and you come at it this way, because I really like the view, you know, you want them to be involved. That's the nice thing to do.
I mean, when is it? The Hatfields and McCoys, you know, all those guys died for a reason. just better to be friends with your neighbor.
Exactly.
Even if you don't like them, just smile and wave.
Right. It's really good. I love it.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And driving tips in California and inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want from Jill.
Woo! Smile and wave. We do it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your boring ass interest in easements.
Oh, we all want the boring ass easement. It's hilarious.
Stuff you have to know.
That's right.
Trying to make it fun.
Someone's got to do that. I'm gonna blade my road and call it boring ass road. Because I had to road.
Because I need to get to my damn property road.
That's it. I love it. Because I'm not flying a helicopter in here, damn it, road.
Listen to the profanity.
Whoops, sorry.
Information and inspiration. We better cut this off right now to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.